Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
I know you can hear me. You see, we've known each other a long time.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Richard Clayton. This week, Ike's Rap 2.
I took advantage of you.
The Tennessee-born musician and actor Isaac Hayes was a man of many parts. He started out in the 1960s as a songwriter of Southern soul, penning hits for the likes of Sam and Dave, including Soul Man, which he co-wrote. In the 1970s, Hayes won Grammy Awards for his own genre-bending albums, mixing a sensitive lover man persona with a lush cinematic sound. And he also bagged an Oscar for the funky Theme from Shaft. In the meantime, as an actor, he went from blaxploitation movies such as Truck Turner to stealing the show as the voice of Chef in the scurrilous 1990s cartoon series South Park. Generations of rappers have been inspired by Hayes' forceful character and his taste for blingy gold chains. Yet one of his most lingering musical influences is to be found in his strings-laden confessional from 1971, Ike's Rap 2.
I can't even eat. Don't go anywhere anymore.
However, this is not so much the life of a song, but the life of a sample. Ike's Rap 2 featured first on Hayes' double album Black Moses, a record that includes down-tempo, extended ruminations on Bacharach and David numbers such as Walk On By. Those tracks proved instructive when the British band Massive Attack, founders of the racially diverse Bristol music scene of the 1990s, were mapping out their, quote, dance music for the head rather than the feet. The style came to be known as trip-hop, a moody synthesis of stoner beats and melancholy snippets, muttered raps and gospel-infused singing. Remarkably, the strings from Ike's Rap 2 form the emotional core of two of trip-hop's most memorable songs, Glory Box by the band Portishead and Hell Is Round the Corner by Tricky. Portishead was the project of Massive Attack's former T-boy, Jeff Barrow, and Tricky, aka the erratic rapper Adrian Thors, was a key contributor to Massive Attack's debut album, Blue Lines. Portishead's Glory Box was released in August 1994 on their debut album, Dummy.
I'm so tired of playing with this bow and arrow. Gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play.
Tricky's Hell Is Round the Corner followed the next February on his album, Maxinque.
Family, we're hungry, beware of our appetite. Distant drums ringing news of a kill tonight. The kill which I share with my passengers. We take a feel, take a feel, take a feel.
Jeff Barrow and Adrian Thors allegedly squabbled at the 1995 Mercury Prize ceremony over which of them had initially sampled Hayes' aching strings and remorseful rhythmic progression. They contest who made the earlier demo and when one first played his effort to the other. Gentlemen, please, it really doesn't matter. Both tracks are touched by greatness. Glory Box has a timeless poignancy, it sounds both retro and modern as it runs John Barry-like atmospherics into a crescendo of dubby bass. It could be the cri de coeur of every girl James Bond has ever stood up, and the singer, Beth Gibbons, is unforgettable as the leading lady. Hell Is Round the Corner, meanwhile, is a complex weave of paranoia and pleasure. Tricky mumbles, "Let me take you down the corridors of my life," and you're sucked into his fever dream. 20 years on, it's still acutely pertinent to ethnic minority experience in what was once called the mother country. Debate continues today about whether Hayes himself may have been influenced, consciously or not, by the 1969 track Daydream by those Belgian hippies, the Wallace Collection. It's difficult to prove. Some melodies are just in the ether. Ike's Rap 2 resurfaced again in 2015 on the Canadian singer Alessia Cara's debut single, Here. Hayes' vocals haunt the background.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it.
The then 18-year-old Alessia Cara does a decent job as a trainee Amy Winehouse, although she was the first to credit her producers, Pop and Oak, for adding the Hayes loop. Prior to that, Hayes' track was squeezed thin and submerged by the London rapper Maverick Saber in his song Let Me Go in 2011. By the time Hayes died in 2008, age 65, he was a figure of fun for many people through his work on South Park, particularly his complicity in the self-parodic song Chocolate Salty Balls. Yet Hayes deserves to be remembered as an artist of huge originality and reach. He spawned work of enduring urgency and passion, both his own and that of those brilliant British acts from Bristol.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.